Luther Burden is out for the preseason, a groin injury, with a week one return against Carolina still expected. And Ben Johnson's stated concern level is one word, none. That's the headline on a week that otherwise ran to form. In July, we said the Bears were priced like a fluke and aren't one. The core of the surge real, Johnson's year two offense included, with the regression tax on last season's record getting paid out of depth rather than out of contention. And last Sunday, we called it confirmed in both directions at once. Caleb Williams stacking his best practices while the line lost starters and Burden limped to the training room. We left three checkable items on the board: Burden's diagnosis, the status of Braxton Jones and Montez Sweat, and the preseason opener against Cleveland as first film of the patched together line. This week answered all three, though not all of them the way we expected. Burden first, because it was the headline watch item. The diagnosis arrived Monday, per Jason Leeser at the Chicago Sun-Times, a groin injury that ends his preseason, but is expected to have him back for week one against Carolina on September 13th. That's the middle outcome, worse than a scare, far better than the season-shaping loss Saturday's limp invited us to imagine. Ben Johnson's stated concern level, per Leeser, none. We don't have issues with any of our injured guys. We're going to be fine. File that as a coach's August sentence, but the week one expectation is the substance. Jones and Sweat, watch items too, were both described as day-to-day or week-to-week, per Leeser, and neither was reported in Saturday's game. In Jones's absence, the left tackle job has become a genuine two-man audition. Jedrick Wills Jr. and Kieran Amagaji splitting first-team reps, with a coach's meeting scheduled midweek to settle direction, per Mikal Dwojak at Shaw Local. One piece of good line news underneath it: Ozzy Trapillo is recovering ahead of schedule from the patellar tendon he tore in December's playoff win over Green Bay, though he remains on the physically unable to perform list. The game itself, Bears 34, Browns 10 at Soldier Field, and the score requires immediate deflation because Chicago sat most of its starters, Williams included, per Larry Mayer at the team's website. This was watch item 3, first film of the patched line, and what we got instead was backup film, honestly labeled. Tyson Bagent started and played the first half, 13 of 22 for 169 yards with a touchdown and an interception, the pick a diving grab by Cleveland's Michael Coates Jr. The Bears trailed 10-0, tied it by halftime, and then scored 34 unanswered, the prettiest stretch belonging to Case Keenum, 9 of 10 for 151 yards and two touchdowns in the third quarter, per Mayer, including a long screen to Salvon Ahmed that went the distance. Keenum was not sacked in that stretch, which is the closest thing to a protection data point the night offered, and rookie Miller Moss finished the game. Receiver Caden Davis put four catches for 81 yards on tape in the first half. On defense, Jamri Croma had a strip sack and two tackles for loss, and Beanie Bishop Jr. intercepted two different Browns quarterbacks in the second half, Shedder Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, on the same play call, per Patrick Finley at the Sun-Times. All of it against Cleveland's back half of the roster, which is exactly how a roster battle exhibition should be read. Useful for the 53, silent on the ceiling. The depth ledger, the place July said the bill arrives, kept collecting. Safety Kobe Bryant underwent knee surgery and is out 4 to 6 months, per Dojak. The game added its own entries, per Finley, tight end Nikola Kalinic's right knee, safety Xavier Woods's groin, linebacker Ruben Hippolyte's shoulder, and a concussion for Nephi Sewell. And the Kyler Gordon situation stays unresolved. Asked Saturday for a return timeline on the cornerback who has been on the physically unable to perform list since camp opened, Johnson's full answer was unknown, which sits uneasily next to Ryan Poles' late July comment that Gordon will have to earn that trust back. On the happier side of the core versus depth split, Williams described his year two footing to Dwojak in the sentence of the week. I'm head above water. I'm able to get new plays in and execute them in a positive manner. One loose end from last week: no reporting we can attribute has moved the Taron Armstead visit toward a signing. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. The core stayed intact and largely rested. The depth kept paying the tax in surgeries and unknowns, and the one injury that could have threatened the thesis came back with a week one return date. What would change it? Thursday's joint practice with the Bengals and Saturday's game in Cincinnati, where the starters presumably play, and the Wills versus Amagaji left tackle answer gets its first real test. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFLverse.